Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
It's Andy Sweeney, and you're listening to ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You're locked on the V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
All right, I know I can't make the whole show about me getting my test, but just for the to put it to bed, the thing at Clark's Lane, is that the UAW building? Is that where where it is?
No, it's different. No,
what is it? It's just some guy's house, or what is it?
It's a shopping center, it looks like.
Really?
Yeah, but they do multiple people have said it, and also free COVID drive-through testing. Love Clark's it. Lane. Right next to the Tim Tam Tavern.
It's an old Kmart that they do appendectomies and COVID tests and lung transplants. It's, you know, a bunch of specialists. They each rent out a little bodega there, and they all do their stuff. So, guys out front. Who needs a new hip? Who needs a new hip?
I want it.
Special on hips today. Buy one, get one free.
I don't want to make light of it, but I kind of want to make it fun. So it would be like free COVID testing and all-day brunch. Or something like that. Like, because I, you know what? Like, I mean, got a COVID test, and then, damn, the French toast at Nicky D's. Like, I'm telling you. I don't know what the thing would be like. You know, let us put things in you. Like, it would be, well, that might not work. But it would be, you know, let us stick something up your nose, and then something in your stomach. Or something. The pieces are there. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen. I'm sorry. I could come up with something better than that. I genuinely wasn't trying to make that dirty, but I
don't mean to be rude at all, because it's a picture of the back of the property. But seriously, you've got to look at 1010 Clark's Lane. If you go to Google, go to Maps, and then you type in 1010 Clark's Lane, and then you hit it, and it comes up, you know, the little red dot, and then you hit the little red dot, and a photograph comes up. I mean, it's not exactly confidence building. It's a pothole-filled parking lot. The shot of it is a garbage can. I'm not kidding you. That's what the centerpiece of the picture is. It's a garbage can.
You're gonna show up, and then you're gonna wake up, and you're gonna be in some ice bath with your pants around your ankles, missing a kidney, and just be like, "Well, good news is you got a negative test.
We found out you don't have COVID, Mr. Valvano. You know, the guy like Igor hopping across."
It's like from Archer. Are the six enemas really necessary? Like, why are we? What are we doing here?
Seriously, are you looking at this picture? I mean, it's unbelievable. Why did they take that picture? Why didn't they take it from the front?
Well, I'm sure that photo was taken before they started doing drive-through testing. It's right next to Norton.
What
it's
do you
right
think was drive-through
street.
Testing? They adorned the place. They, you know, put a big mural on the wall or something. What do you think
well,
they did?
I'm sure it was. Looks... I mean, I've seen this a lot, like in like strip malls. They kind of take over a little.
I don't think you've got it right. I think you misheard. I think it's actually a strip club. That's what it is.
Well, I mean, you're going to go at 3:15 on a Thursday. That's the A team,
well,
right
that's
there.
That's what I'm saying.
You're
getting
the varsity.
You can't fault them. I mean, they're trying to.
Bobby V, love the show. Like, I'd be happy to give you a dance. Where's Jamie? Bring Jamie. I heard that kid's a looker.
We're trying to increase revenue, so it's the strip club at night and a COVID testing facility during the day. And we've trained a number of our dancers to administer the tests. So
the DJ booth guy, like, and now coming to the stage, Bob Valvano will get his results.
Tiffany, could you take care of Mr. Valvano, please? You know, that'd be great. So. Oh, my. All right. Well, I don't know.
We've turned this place into an illegal organ hut, a strip club, and a, like, breakfast house.
Yeah, and these poor people, they're all over there volunteering their time, trying to help.
You can bob for apples while you wait for your test.
Oh, my. Well,
a lot of people, man. The Clark's Lane site give you an instant result, but it may not be accurate. I was tested there. Instant came back negative. Never received my PCR result. My physician tested me for flu. That came back negative. I had a fever for 3 days and feel I had COVID, for what it's worth. So,
well, you know, the bit. Yeah, actually, this is terrible. It's just a joke, okay? We give it before we get sued. But you go there and they stick a Q-tip up your nose. There's no chemicals at all. It's just a Q-tip. And then they go in the back and they toss a coin. And he's got it. Tails, he doesn't. And then they come back out. You don't have it, Mr. Valvano. Do you have a kidney you don't need, by the way, while you're here? Oh, my gosh. So
I've almost crashed and died 3 times laughing at you two. Oh, well, drive safe, but thank you for
listening.
Please
be safe. Yes. This is interesting.
Let's see, 437-9680 UPS jobs text line. Just called the UAW on Chamberlain Lane, and they do testing. No appointment needed, and they do rapid testing.
All right, where is that now, UAW?
Chamberlain Lane, and there's also one on Fern Creek.
The problem is, since everybody's so desperate for workers, in order to get the test, though, you've got to assemble cars for an hour. So I'll be in charge of putting the hubcaps on a Chevy. That's
Hey, Sean, almost. It's 50-50. I'm going to get the Durham in time. We got to finish this shipment of F-150s coming in.
Can I get my test now? We told you the quota was 50 cars. What are you up to here? 31, 32, 33. You've got 17 cars to go. You better work because the doctors are not staying past 3. Oh, damn.
Doing the V-show while you're welding something.
Oh, my. So we will figure this out. You must be getting some great text.
437-9680 UPS jobs text line for our drive-through testing strip club and brunch house. The slogan should be: "You've got orifices, we've got things to fill them." Nikki V's.
Oh my God! Wow, how about that? That's that like this. They got like their motto. At least they've got a marketing plan in place. So that's good.
Wow. Okay. let's get back to basketball, shall we?
Let's list the number of players who've had COVID. Ready? No, I'm sorry. Let's got to stop. But
this is a fun. I guess it's kind of fun. But have you ever? I mean, this would be
COVID,
a good
no.
This and you jinxed it. Touching the money, attaboy. Do you have you ever been in a game that had an hour and change rain delay?
Not a rain delay, but I had one where the backboard broke. You know, it wasn't really spectacular.
Yeah, but that's kind of. I mean, that's happened. Backboard
yeah,
shattering.
But no, I've never had a roof leak, which was bizarre.
Now, Chris Mack had this to say about it yesterday.
We're just trying to keep apprised of what was going on when they thought that the leak might stop, when we'd be able to get on the floor. Our guys probably for about 20 minutes until the break became way too long, went to the aux gym, shot a little bit, and they just sort of hung in the locker room. And, once we got the official word that it was probably going to be 45 minutes to an hour, then guys started to get stretched out, loosened up. We had already done all our pregame work in terms of just our talk and stuff on the chalkboard. So we didn't necessarily have to address those guys anymore, just trying to keep them abreast of what was happening.
I wasn't at the game, and I was listening to you and Paul, because I could not find the freaking game, legal or otherwise, to watch. But
Could you notice it? Like, did you see it trickling down, or was there a
actually
like a puddle?
One of the funniest moments of the night was I didn't see anything. I was, you know, Paul and I did our first segment of the pregame show, and then there's a bunch of stuff that he does.
Did
by
he ever
himself.
Finish that cookie, by the way?
That was postgame. So there's a bunch of stuff that goes on, you know, without me. Paul and I do the first five segments, and then he does a bunch of stuff, and they play the interview with Coach Mack. And so I usually, at that time, go into the media room and get the pregame meal. So I was in there. And if you've ever been to Louisville, there's a room where they serve the food, and then there's a door that is most of the time closed, but occasionally open. And but it goes right into the room where they do the presser, where all the chairs are lined up, and then there's the little podium at the front. And I was sitting with Fred Calgill and I don't remember, there's about two or three other guys there, and Tim Sullivan, and we were sitting there, and all of a sudden the door swung open from that press room, and Kenny Klein came in and said, "May I have your attention for a moment? There's the start of the game is going to be delayed because there's a leak in the roof, and it's going to be a rather significant delay. They're going up to try and find where it is, and we'll keep you posted on what's going on." And at that exact moment, if you've ever been in the room where they serve the food, they have two TVs up there, and they usually have some sort of sporting event on that, you know, another ACC game or something. And one of the games was in commercial, and I am not kidding you, at that exact moment, they have the sound off, of course, for the TVs, a graphic came up, and it said, "Leaky roof, call."
That was so perfect.
Leaky roof. I was like, "Excuse me, Kenny, look over there. They'll call that number."
Those evidently, I'm assuming it was DJ K Dog. I'm not sure the guy that was doing the music was playing.
Yeah,
a
he
lot
played
of rain.
"Raindrops Keep yeah. Falling on My Head," and I think "Kentucky Rain" and "Rainy Days and Mondays." He played all rain.
It's
songs.
"Raining Men." That's a good one.
Yeah, so there was all that stuff going on. Anyway. What was I going to say about that? Oh, what it turned wound up being, by the way, in case people don't know, is it was no hole. That's the thing. It was not like they went up there and they found, "Oh, there's a hole, you know, and just plug this thing up and we're good to go." It was they had some sort of, you know, where two pieces of the building connect, you know, the seam, and they had just redone that seam or something, and the seam was leaking. And so they were like, "It's soaking wet." Although I was thinking that's the perfect time to get a Flex Seal. Flex Seal, we could have got that guy up there, and he'd had that thing done soaking wet. Just slap that tape on, and we'd be ready to play ball. But they said,
"Is there a product that, I mean, like, it's one of those things where you're using it to fix something. So it would imply that something's broken."
Right.
And that, you know, there haven't been a whole lot of times that I've needed it. But it's a product that I want to use or find a use for. That guy,
Flex Seal.
Yeah,
right now.
I don't know his name, like, but he is like low key becoming like Billy Mays esque, you know, Anthony Sullivan, ShamWow guy, like territory of a great pitch man. Because that guy, I mean, he's spraying like screen door boats, and he's fixing like jets, and I mean, when he's got the cracked container, just slaps the tape on it. I mean, it looks like fun. I want to seal something, damn it.
You can do other things with it. You can put little handles on your hammers and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
What is the dude's name? He gives you his name. He says his name at the beginning of the commercial.
We should get him on the show.
Well, why? For what reason?
Because we'd be the only sports radio show in the 502, possibly the country, that would have him on for no other reason than
his name is
like
Phil Swift.
That's it, Phil Swift. What a
Phil
great
Swift
name.
For Flex Seal.
He seems like a likable guy. I bet he's from Pittsburgh. I'm just calling it. I bet he's from Pittsburgh.
I don't know, but I know he just bought. It's unbelievable. And again, perfect example of.
Oh, I hope this isn't like a milkshake duck and he's like racist or something. That would suck.
No, the exact opposite. We were just talking about NEA Gar and how in our society, you know, you become famous for unlikely things. He just, this was written in it's actually a little bit more than a year ago. He just bought a Florida home for $20 million.
Good for him. Does he make the Flex Seal?
I have no idea. I don't know where. I mean, it's hard to believe. Maybe he gets a percentage of the, you know, the sales thanks to the commercials. And
oh, he is co-owner, Phil Swift.
Born March 3rd, 1961, is an American businessman and comedic spokesman. He's famous for co-owner of Flex Seal Products Company.
Well, then he's done pretty well.
God, I hope he doesn't suck. He looks like he's a likable dude. Let's see where he's from. Phil Swift. He's a Pisces.
Okay, thanks for that.
Trying to see where he's from. The company's been sponsoring NASCAR Xfinity Series team JD Motorsports since 2013. Let's see here.
Phil Swift biography.
In February 2017, after a sponsored NASCAR driven by Garrett Smithley crashed at Daytona, Flex Seal tape was used to repair the damages and finish the race in eighth. How about that? Where does it say he's from? Let's see here.
He went to University of Houston, and he got a degree in business management, and he has a brother named He has a brother named Alan Swift who has a degree in business management from the University of Houston. So he works with his brother. So I don't know. He may have been the family, you know, lout, and yet, you know, they made him part of the family and part of the business. And so he's, wow, he's a tiny guy. He's 5'4". 5'4", 143 pounds. See, that's not fair.
He's basically a jockey.
When he sits in that boat, that doesn't tell you anything. Like, you know, you and I got it, Nick. That thing's going down like an anchor. Although he's a bit chubby. He's got a 40-inch waist. They actually have his body measurements. Oh, no, his waist size is 34. What is he, a boxer? Look at this. Chest size 40, bicep size 12. That's kind of creepy.
You know, they usually do that for, like, models and stuff. Like, I mean, that's when people care about measurements. Let's see here. I'm trying to find where the hell he was born. I know he went to the University of Houston, but my phone locked up. Of course it did.
I just got a call from Bristol. They want to know if I've tested recently.
A whole lot of stuff happening today.
Yeah. This is in my world. You're in it, whether you like it or not today. And I also don't have a car reserved yet. I haven't even called travel yet because...
Okay, this one says he was born in 1944. This must be the wrong Swift.
No, that's the wrong Phil Swift.
No, they said he has got to study at University of Houston.
1944, he'd be...
Yeah, no,
he'd be 78 years old. That is not a 78-year-old man.
This is awesome. I love the wiki sites that have, like, 2% of it right, and then the rest of it they're just effing guessing,
making crap up.
Yeah, like this is, you know, there was one that had Jamie as Harrison, remember?
Yeah, he got mad at that.
That really was awesome. That was the last time anyone got his name wrong, and then it was just Jamie Mother Trucking Valvano. Usually, let's see here. According to this, he's married to Edna Swift, and he's got children Nick,
M-A-C.
Metal, and Ramona.
What's the middle one's name?
Medil, M-E-D-I-L, Medil?
Medil, maybe. I think. I don't know. All right, enough. Enough tomfoolery. What else?
Oh, this says he was born in Houston.
So. Yeah, and I think he went to University of Houston, too. It's one of those websites. I don't know why we're quoting. It's so sketchily done. Let's just get off that thing. I wish he had a full-fledged Wikipedia thing, but he doesn't.
But it looks like he could be from Pittsburgh, right? I'm not ridiculous for saying that. He looks like a likable guy.
He's got a Pittsburgh-y looking thing, yeah.
Yeah, like I bet he says yins a lot.
No,
all right. Something that, I mean, he was your guy's post-game interview yesterday, and I was I not wrong? He's got the greatest pipes on the planet.
Oh, he really does.
I mean,
does.
In terms of, yeah, for a hooper, he's definitely got some golden pipes, and he's got a business. He's got a chance to go far in the business after his playing days, if he wanted to, just on the Paul Keels level of baritone that he has. But Jalen Withers had a pretty good night off the bench, finished with 10 points. I think it was 8 boards. I don't have the box in front of me, but he talked to you guys post game, and Chris Mack talked about his kind of his performance and his come to Jesus moment, which was alluded to with his interview with you and Paul in 2 sound bites yesterday.
It's evident that he's listening to the message and trying to put into practice, because that's really not who he's ever been. But he's just got so much athleticism, and he's got to be that for us. You know, I just thought he played a lot more confident. You know, he scored a couple around the basket. We posted him up. didn't get sped up, didn't get the ball stripped. We've talked a lot about that to him. And he had really good ball placement on his moves, got in the lane, and finished. And I thought his defense was pretty good. We got to rebound better as a team, and he was a part of that. But, again, when you've had the snide that he has, you know, it's baby steps, and I'm really happy that he really took a huge step forward for us today. He's, you know, arguably – you know, one of our best athletes. You know, he can really get up off the floor. He can do a lot of different things. You know, at times, you know, we've talked, he's got to stay in his lane at times and just keep it simple. I don't want to pull him out because he just, you know, he's got cumulative mistakes happening. And, you know, he asked me what he could do to play more. And I said, worst case scenario, and when I pull you out, and after a 3 or 4 minute stretch, it's got to be because you were tired, not because you had multiple turnovers and had a defensive lapse, forgot to block out. Again, he wasn't perfect tonight in any way, shape, or form, but he was much better. Gave the coaching staff a lot more confidence in keeping him in there.
You know, it's a very strange phenomenon, but because I saw it firsthand in Kansas, and I mentioned it with you guys earlier. David McCormick, who was so good for them last year, he's the big, strong kid in the middle for Kansas. He played so well the last half of last year. They came into this year hoping he'd be a, you know, 15.89 rebound guy a game. I mean, they really thought he had the capability of doing that, and he was zero. I mean, invisible, terrible. For the first half of the season, and it was kind of like, all right, well, it's now or never. And he didn't start like three games or I don't know, they took him out of the starting lineup, but finally he did the same thing. Bill Self had a little meeting with him and they put him back in the starting lineup, and for the West Virginia game he went out of his mind. He had like 15 rebounds and he scored double. He had a double double, and I don't know, you know, I guess they've played since then. I have to look that up, because I don't know if that, you know, means you're going to do that every game, but it gets you. There's some sort of a hurdle for guys mentally. You saw it with Sid. When Sid went out and had that double-double, even though it was a game they lost, you know, he's been a different player. And it's not just they're giving him minutes. He's got incredible confidence now. He's like, I know that, you know, my stuff can work here. It's like a pitcher in baseball. They say you got to trust your stuff. You got to trust what you can do. And he is. And now Sid's getting good minutes. And let me go look, because this would be good to see if it's any kind of an indication that Jalen is going to keep it going, because just like David, they both have done it. They both did it, you know, last year. So it's not like they're just trying to prove themselves. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. What did do they do? Quick test? No, I mean no. All right, I have to talk to my wife personally. These are the home tests, which are only 70% accurate. So. All right, I think
it's good to have a couple, though, nonetheless. But
well, I could do one, but the problem is the guy, my producer, who has it. He went to the medical center and got tested, and he has COVID. His home test said it was negative, so the home test may just be cornstarch. That's what it is. It's a Q-tip and dissolved cornstarch. If you pour it in your wok, it'll thicken up your sauce. That's about it. But we'll give it a go. I'm going to jam this crap up my nose in a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe we should do that live.
Yeah, do it live. There we go. We kind of became the unofficial COVID show, so we'll be the first show to do a COVID test on the air. Do it, but you have to be giving a take about Jalen and Sydney while you're putting it up your nose. So you'll be like, I really think that if Jalen can just double down on that, he'll really give the, you know, the offense the push that it needs.
The problem is every time I take these, I sneeze. So
no, do it. It'll be funny. Come on, sneezes. We're already in this far.
Yeah, what the hell? We've done everything else on this show.
Are you really doing this?
Yeah, I'm opening it. I need to know. I mean, if the home test shows positive, then you can be damn sure you've got it. It's one of those things with a home test. If it shows positive, you've got it. If it shows negative, you might still have it. But you know, it's just so we got to see. Oh my God, I'm just watching the dollars fly out the window as I unzip.
Christmas
this.
Is going to suck this year. 437-9680 UPS jobs text line. The texter passed along talking about multi-use buildings. A song by the late great Tim Wilson, the First Baptist Bar and Grill.
Bar and Grill, I love that song.
Oh, that's a great one.
All right, here we go. We're going in. Here we go.
Oh, not comfortable. Not comfortable. Not remotely comfortable. Oh, cringe, 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 cringe. Okay, that's one nose. Now the other nose.
It has to be. You have to do like an.
Oh. Oh God! Here come the sneezes.
Come on, take it like a man.
Oh, here they come.
Did you? I don't think that second one was a full one.
Oh my God! Trust me, it was. Here they come. Swab, swirl. And what? Then dip. Okay.
Yeah, the one I had, you had to put some drops in, and then you stick the little thing in there, turn it three times.
You swirl, and then you take it out, and then you put the stick in.
Then you close it. Then you close it, and you wait 15 minutes.
No, I got to put the stick in.
For 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line, during the rain delay last night, did I hear you and Paul talk about getting to UVA by train? I took the Amtrak Cardinal to New York City, New York from Cincy. It stopped in Charlottesville, right in the middle of campus.
Maybe I should go to Cincinnati and see if I could take the train.
That's way less.
How did
driving.
I not know that? Oh, because I don't have to go to UVA. I've got to go to Duke first.
Yeah, you
got
to go to Durham, yeah.
Yeah, so that's no good. All right, I don't know what I'm doing here. I should have read the damn directions. I don't know what I'm doing.
437-9680.
Oh, there we go.
Right next door is a drive-through STD testing site. On their door is an arrow pointing next door with the slogan, "They give you a stick and we give you a fix."
Really? Is that true? Or they made it up?
I think the guy was that was the same guy who talked about that. You got orifices, we got things to put them in.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Once I stick it in there, do I just take it out? I probably definitely should have read the directions here.
Oh God, that was perfectly clean. 133, Jack. Do I put it in and then take it out? Is this prom night? Anyway, 437-9680 UPS Jobs.
How are the damn directions for this? Put it on, wait 15 minutes, then shampoo. Wait a minute, this is for hair dye.
Rinse and repeat. Attaboy.
All right, well, we did this. How long do you put it in there for? Place tube in holder. I did that. Remove the swab. Jam it up your nose, stick it in there, leave the swab in the solution for a minute. Oh, shit, I don't know if I left it in there long enough. After 1 minute,
dropping that. Thanks, Dad. Wow, the show was completely off the rails.
Dispose of swab, open a test strip, place it in, leave it in for at least 10 minutes. All right, this may not work because I don't think I left the snotty thing in there for a minute. But that's all right. I got another one. I'll take another one.
All right, well, maybe you can do
doesn't
that.
Matter. I'm going to the UAW or wherever the hell I'm supposed to go. I'm going there at 2 o'clock, 10, so you're going to have to cover the last hour.
Wait, what? No. Yeah. No, you're not doing that. You can't just leave me with an hour of programming.
Oh, yeah. No, that's exactly. No, not only can that. I do that, I'm going to do that.
Don't you do that. No. It's not fair.
So what do you want me to do? The places are all going to close.
Hour. They're not going to close at 3.
I have to get on the road. You don't care about your father at all.
I care very much about your father, about my father. I don't want you driving. I don't think you should go, but, you know. Guys, are you looking for that extra confidence when it's time to have fun? Let me tell you about BlueChew.com. You might not be working this weekend, so I need to get every advertising dollar we can. BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form. At a fraction of the cost, BlueChew's tablets help men combat all forms of ED. BlueChew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. Process simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills. No problems here. Blue Chew's tablets, they're chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA. They prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Patriotic, cutting out the middleman. Can't go do any better than that. Here's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code VSHOW.
VSHOW.
Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com.
Com.
Promo code VSHOW to receive your first month free. Echo Man. Gotta love that.
Why is Florida State playing an afternoon game today?
Florida State playing an afternoon game on a Thursday. It's not Martin Luther King Day. It's nothing. They're just playing an afternoon game at home against North Florida, of all people. Must have been a game that was canceled.
Yeah, that has to be.
But still, why would they play in the afternoon? Why wouldn't you play at night unless North Florida said, listen, nobody's coming anyway. Can we just play in the afternoon so we can get home? And then Florida State said, fine.
437-9680 UPS jobs. Text line, swab your mouth before your nose. Omicron gets indicated with mouth more than not. Swab, swab, swirl. Are these the new TikTok dance moves?
As a text, I was going to say, that sounded like a nice little rhythm thing. Swab, swab, swirl. You're my girl.
This texter says that instead of your nose, you should probably stick the thing up your... Oh, okay, I'm not going to read that. 437-9680.
That's like the joke, the guy says. The guy goes to the doctor and says, Doc, I've been taking these pills for a week and they haven't done anything. And besides, they're really hard to swallow. And he says, hard to swallow? Those are suppositories. He says, you've been taking them orally? He says, what do you think I've been doing with them? Shoving them up my pass? Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Have you ever had to take a suppository?
I think once or twice. Not pleasant.
I don't,
not especially
why
pleasant.
Do they... Why do you... Why?
Like, why I mean, do you have to take it? I don't know.
But I mean,
actually,
like, what's it? Yeah, why is it? I'm sure there's a medical reason. I don't think a bunch of docs were just like, this will be funny. Like, I think, you know, there has to be a reason. But I mean, like, if you can.
Who got dumped?
If you could put it up one, you know, if it can go in the exit, can it go in the entrance? I don't understand. Oh, Dad swore earlier, Jack. Okay. That's why I had to use the thumb button. This says, go ahead, Pops. Nick has this mother trucker. Now, if Jack's almost done prepping, I don't like to go solo. I'm scared. I can, but I don't want to.
You're adorable. So just like Nikki Buster is a baby. All right. Well, we'll have the result here before this hour is over. But
Bob, are you pregnant? A texter asks.
Not pregnant, that. But I'm getting serious. I don't know. Bristol just wrote, called me and said, how you doing? And I definitely have a cold. And the guy who tested positive says that's what his symptoms are. It's like having a cold, which is good because it means that my vaccination's working, because that's what the vax does, is it makes it so I'm not going to the hospital and dying from this. But it also means, though, that I can't go work, which cost me serious dollars. Again, this is me the second year in a row. All the games that were canceled last year, those were all days that you don't get paid. And now this year, you know, the games aren't going to be canceled, but I'm going to be canceled. Some on a blip.
Don't get canceled. That means something else. Just don't say anything off color. Tell the hotel you have COVID. They'll likely refund you in full. That's always good. 437-968 UPS jobs text line.
That's true, actually.
Bob, I had to scroll through to get some basketball stuff just because, I mean, people being very helpful. It's passing on a ton of places you can get a test. Bob, Sid and L have to play as much as anybody. They have the only it factors on the team. Upsets start with them. Thoughts on that?
I think I understand what you're saying.
I have a soundbite on Sid Curry, by the way, from Chris.
The only problem I have with L is when he gets it going, he sometimes goes too fast for his own good. And the mistakes he makes are going to wind up as easy baskets at the other end, because his mistakes are probably going to be over-penetrating, taking the ball in among three Giants, and then having his shot blocked, and he's a point guard, and so he makes the mistake, he's already down on the baseline, and you're going to have a 3-on-1 at the other end, and it's going to go right on the scoreboard. But I understand what you're saying. He has the boom factor. He can go boom. I thought Noah Locke would be a guy that could go boom, and he still may. I don't know. We'll see. But I don't know that I've seen that. I thought he and Matt would both be able to do that, but they have not got their shot going. But yeah, he can go boom, and I agree with you. I think as crazy as it is for a guy who hardly played the first half of the season, Sid can go boom. I mean, they can keep throwing it in there, and he just go to work on people, and he will make your defense have to play him differently, where if he gets it going, you eventually have to drop down and double team, and you know, and then he's a good passer, Sid. He really is. He knows the game. He's, you know, you look at him, and I hate to say it's awful to say, but you know, you look at a big hulking guy, and for some reason, this stereotype. You know, you wouldn't think he's a heady player, but he is. He's a very, very smart player, and so he's a good passer. And so if they start doubling him, he can throw the ball out and you know, get some shots for guys. But I understand what you're saying there. I think that you know, he's you're going to have to be willing to put up with a mistake or two. I remember it's appropriate that we're honoring Russ this week because that was kind of the thing that you know, you had to do with him. You had to be willing to endure a couple of mistakes, you know, for to get the spectacular stuff. The problem is, and you're going to have to weigh it up, is that there were some games when the mistakes outweighed the positive stuff, and then he's got to come out, and that's fine. And I'll say this for L. Every time he comes out of the game, you know, he's either Eddie Haskell, and I have no reason to think he is, or he really does dial into what Chris is saying. He comes out, and he locks into his eyes and he nods. He's an active listener, and so yeah. I mean, I'm not so sure that's not true, but I am going to organize the Sid Curry fan club and be the president because I just that kid is just. He has really impressed me. The thing that I think really won me over as much as his spectacular play in the game that they lost, where he was the one bright spot, is, and I don't think you can see it on TV. If I don't know, because I never know what they're showing. We don't have a TV monitor in front of us. But when he scored a couple of those first baskets, he went back down the floor, and this was the first half, so they were playing defense right in front of us, so I could see him perfectly. He came back down the floor and got himself in a defensive stance, and he had both his fists clenched, not as a way to try and, you know, be at all chesty and intimidate the other player. It was just determination. It was great. He was so excited that he had made good plays, and now he was determined, I'm going to get a play at the defensive end. And I was like, wow, that's impressive. So, that won me over. Oh boy, let's go see here. Is blue a problem? Is blue a problem? Let's see. The stick is turning blue.
Mine had lines like it was a pregnancy test.
Yeah, it's a red line or a blue line. I gotta see what the hell is which. Well, that's the Spanish explanation. Hell, this whole sheet is Spanish.
Yeah, mine was. I couldn't find an English one.
There's nothing in English?
I couldn't find an English one in my test, too. This is why we need a wall. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
No, here's
everybody.
The,
I'm kidding.
Oh, actually, they're being disrespectful to the Latino users. The English one is on glossy magazine quality paper, the one in Spanish is on crappy little matte paper. Yeah, so they said, listen. You know, I guess we have to put this in there for you. But
all kind of aspersions right now.
No, I was on the company, not on our Latino listeners, on the company for you know, being rude to their Latino users. But let's see. If they're all right, well,
should probably take a break at some point. We got to get our buddy Chris Robinson from the Bats on. Why don't we take a break? On the other side, Chris will join, talk about a great ticket promotion the Louisville Bats have going on, and then you can read your test results. It's the V Show on a Thursday, ESPN 680, 105.7.
Show with Bob Valvano is now right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we're going to be joined now by Chris Robinson, who's the director of communications for the Louisville Bats, and already we've started with some controversy. So, Nick, you need to stay on with us here. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me.
We were debating I said that we should tell you when you came on that your girlfriend is pretty, and Nick said that would be inappropriate. And I said, I don't think so. I don't think that a guy doesn't like hearing that. So McKenna looks like she's a very pretty girl. So
you guys did a little stalking on me, huh?
Oh, absolutely. We stalk all our guests. In fact, we have, I believe, is it 6 or 7 restraining orders right now, Nick? What are we up to?
It's going to be 7. Thanks. Chris, it's been real. If you never come by again, I totally understand.
Well, now you guys know that I outkicked my coverage on my girlfriend.
See?
Anyway.
There you go.
Public, and she's probably listening, so thanks for scoring me some points.
That's okay. Not only was it not inappropriate, it was a good thing for you. So, as always, my advanced age proves wisdom for the poor kid who completely misinterpreted everything. So they we're off to a good start.
Yeah, no, just tell the judge about the other 6, and yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
All right. Well, first of all, you're a Wolfpacker, I see, huh? So that's good.
Yeah. So if you wouldn't mind telling the women Cardinals basketball team tonight to take it easy on my Wolfpack, I would appreciate that. I don't know what kind of pull you have, but if you have that, I'd appreciate it.
I know Jeff's a good guy, but I don't think I'll ask him for that. I'm sorry. So we'll just have to.
All right. Well.
Let that run. What's new with the bats? Give me some good news. What's happening with the bats?
Sure. Well, to be honest here, I snuck away from my desk and went to the press box to do this interview, and I got to tell you, it's not a bad view for a game or an air show or some fireworks. You kind of get what I'm throwing down here?
Yeah, I do.
We got Sparrow tickets for our Thunder game for Thunder at Slugger are going on sale at 10 in the morning, and it's one ticket's going to get you access to 4 different things, basically. You're getting the Bats game at 2 o'clock. You're getting the air show around 3. You're getting a post-game live concert out in center field after the game. And then you get the actual fireworks show. So that's, starts at $29. You can't beat that, right? That's 4 things in 1 ticket.
A place where you can, A, enjoy all that entertainment, B, have a real bona fide seat to enjoy all that entertainment,
right,
and C, have real official bathrooms. You can't beat that with a damn stick.
Stole my thunder there. Like, that was my next big push is, yeah. I mean, no lines at the porta potties. You don't have to go mess with any of that. It's a nice, family-friendly place. Good bathrooms. You got concessions. You have a seat that's going to be there the whole day. I mean, you can't beat it.
Very good. So they go on sale when?
Tomorrow, 10 a.m. You can get them at batsbaseball.com.
Very cool. All right. Congratulations. He's going to big time us now that Greg Galliott is the president, because he used to come on all the time. I imagine you won't even remember our name now.
I'm
right?
Just trying to stay employed. Let's be real here. I'm trying to make it seem like I do more around here.
Well, this will help you certainly in popularity on this show, because while I'm stalking you, I see a whole bunch of hockey references on your Facebook,
atta baby,
or Twitter, wherever the hell it is.
And
my son played hockey for U of L, so you guys can, talk about the organization and the offensive zone and stuff. You can do all that.
Well, that's assuming I want to come back on, right?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. I don't mean to be presumptuous. Maybe. Well, you don't want to come back on. Maybe we'll get McKenna.
I got a good story saved up here. Where else am I going to tell it? I got a story here about I came with Indianapolis out here to Thunder at Slugger, so I was with the visiting team, right? And nobody told me what was going on. So I'm sitting up here in the press box, and our pitcher is unloading the third inning, and all of a sudden, like a squadron of fighter jets comes down. I'm just like, what the heck is going on here? So it's news to me. So now I'm prepared, is what I can say.
So when Indianapolis was here, you thought that like maybe there was like an alien invasion or something?
No idea. Our guy's getting ready. He's deciding between a fastball and a curveball, and all of a sudden a fighter jet comes down. I'm just like, oh my god, what? How does Louisville do this? Turns out it was actually going to be a great show. I wasn't mad at all. It was awesome. Nobody had given me the heads up, and I don't think our team had the heads up either, so they were pretty surprised.
Well, that'll get your attention. That's like when you do a game at West Virginia the first time, it's like a rite of passage. They don't tell you that the Mountaineer is going to shoot his rifle right in front of your broadcast location. Oh, my God. You almost jump out of your seat. And, of course, the rest of the crew laughs mightily. But, I feel your pain there. Absolutely.
We're going to call it home field advantage now.
All right, good enough. You have got some wild pictures on your what is? Why are you standing on the wall at Cristobal's? What is that for starters, and why are you standing on the wall?
Man, okay, well, right, Chris, my name, Cristobal. That's kind of a similar name, right? It was a restaurant. It was when I was interning out in Albuquerque. You know, a young, dumb 21-year-old, and you see a sign with your name on it, you got to take a picture on top of it, right?
I guess. I
it checks out to me. Yeah, that checks out.
Right? I think the math checks out.
Well, all right. Well, as long as there's an explanation for it. Do you have any promotions? Do you have any promotions in place yet for this year? Because Greg's always used to be good at that.
Ooh,
you got
so,
any promos?
All right. I've got to be careful on this one. We're announcing it February 2nd. We're doing a big press conference and announcing all of it. But I can tell you that we're doing our normal, you know, our normal routine of, you know, like Hops and Hounds with, you know, having the dogs out here and beer specials and all that. We'll have our normal stuff, but we're also having a couple events that we've never done before here that are going to be pretty good. And that's as much as I can say about the new ones without me getting in trouble, because they're pretty exciting, and we're going to kind of unveil it all at once. So that's
okay.
Something that we could do. But yeah, our normal stuff is in place. We'll have plenty of firework shows. We'll have plenty of the, you know, the normal family on Sunday, run the bases, all that good stuff. So plenty of reasons to come on and see the bats.
All right, I mean, Mike Tolbert just right up the middle, no finesse here. Are the beer bats coming back? Are the beverage bats?
Oh, they are coming back.
Hell yes.
In many ways, they never left.
No, nice. I just want to know what the giveaways are. I just want free stuff. That's all I want. I love the free stuff.
Definitely going to be some good stuff. And again, I kind of have to, you know, keep my.
Yeah, I understand. It's not time yet. It's just not time.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry. Jack and I, look, anyone who hasn't had a beverage bat, first off, it's fun. I mean, it doesn't matter what beverage you put in there. It could be frozen margarita, it could be a beer, it could be a Pepsi, it could just be water. It's just cool walking. Yeah, exactly. It could just be fun walking around with a beverage and drinking it out of a baseball bat. But this is the thing where you go from like 200 level baseballing to 500. This is graduate level stuff, I'm telling everybody. That bat is the perfect office baseball bat. Perfect. I mean, I'm not like, I mean, I can't, I thought about it. There is nothing better for office baseball than one of those, because it's big enough that it feels like, you know, you're actually taking a swing. With respect to like the little miniature Louisville Slugger baseball bats, which are awesome in their own right. First off, you know, they're a little bit heavier, you know, in terms of, you know, just being wood. So if it slips out of your hand, which it inevitably will, it has a really good chance of denting the wall. And also, it's not quite as long, so it can't, you know, get the outside pitch. This thing, the beverage bat, perfect. Light enough that you can swing it and have it slip out of your hand and now not do property damage. But heavy enough that when it connects with a Nerf ball, I mean, you need like a little squishy stress ball. That's perfect. When you have, but it has enough oomph on it that when it connects with that, you are hitting just a piss rocket, you know, into Drew Diener's office and hoping it doesn't hit his laptop. I mean, it is absolutely perfect. I mean, like to Pops, you back in the Stone Age, like when you were in New York, you played stickball with like a broomstick and a Spalding, and you know that magic feeling of when a broomstick hits a Spalding and you put it into orbit. That's what a squishy stress ball feels like when you tag it with a beverage bat. And I'm telling you, if other offices throughout the city, you know, I know people are still kind of doing the in and out of the office, but if you're in the office and it's just you and another friend, I'm telling you, if you're not playing office baseball with a beverage bat, you are missing out. They just single-handedly raise morale around here by about 1,000%, Jack and I.
Mental health, right?
100%.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there's a lot of places that fired or laid off a lot of people, so there's a lot of vacant offices, so you can play.
Exactly.
You really have some room to play. You know, you can whack it into where Walter used to work or Harold knocked it down into where Harold
used to be. Who has the best swing in the office then? Your guys.
Well, I gotta say, I'm being a little braggadocious here.
Blowing your own horn.
There haven't been a ton of office baseball games. It's basically been Greer, myself, Jack, and occasionally Biscuit will take a couple cuts.
Well, it's not in season. Get it?
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
That's not in season yet. I get it.
No, exactly. And we're slowly getting more people on board, and we might shift over to the new 93.9 studios because it's easier to play automatics. There's not like a load-bearing wall and a copy machine in the middle of everything.
Jackie Boy has suddenly got himself a little bit of a... He's had a hot stick lately, but I think consistently your boy... I can lace a few. It's my pitching though that needs. I'm like the New York Mets, man. I can't get out of innings. That's the problem. But in terms of hitting, I'm fantastic. It's just fielding's okay too. But it's just my pitching, man. It's rough.
So you're what, like a three-tool beverage bat, beer bat athlete?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I mean, there's no running, so I mean, you really only need four tools. But you know, I can hit pretty solid.
Oh, did I lose you? Where'd you go?
No,
he's still here.
No, I said, well this is four stars, all star, so you're good.
Yeah, exactly.
We got breaking news here. This is exciting.
Wait. We got to hit the sounder. We're giving Chris the full V-show experience. He's gonna go into the office. He's gonna just go to Greg, and be like, Greg, how in the hell did you do that for so many years?
Never send me back on that show again.
No. Chris is gonna need a Gatorade and some Icy Hot when he gets done with this interview.
Yeah. I'm just checking my Twitter, and I'm now being followed by McKenna.
Woohoo!
Your girlfriend just started to follow me. That's awesome. So I followed her back. I'm not following you, but I followed
her.
Wow. Just thought you
That's
know.
Cold. How are you going to do that to poor Chris?
All right, I'll follow him too.
No, you can't find me. Sorry, you can follow the bats.
I'm sorry. The thing I'm reading about you is Facebook, right? That's your Facebook thing.
Yeah.
But you're not on Twitter? You're not. You're director of communications, and you're not on Twitter.
Oh, I'm on Twitter. You just can't find me.
You know what? Well, I'll go find her. I'll find it through your girlfriend since she follows
me. There you go.
There we go. I guarantee you I'll find it through her.
Man, I'm going
to
miss
Chris. You can only
Chris.
Hope to contain me. You can't stop me. I think I am getting delirious from the COVID.
This is chasing down my Twitter like it's Jordan with the flu.
Chris is a really nice guy. He helped organize the hot dog thing. He gets us guests. Like, he's been nice enough to come on the air. I'm going to miss Chris, man. You know, like, we're not going to be able to play with him anymore. He's scared
our,
him away.
Our one visit was very entertaining. But, she does not have you linked, like, on any of her tweets.
And now you're breaking down their relationship. All of a sudden, you're freaking Dr. Phil over
here. I'm
not
sure she's as committed as you think she is.
Yeah, okay, great. Now you're delirious. You know, Chris, I was going to invite you over to play a nice game of beverage bat baseball in the ESPN studios. But, you know, if you don't want to play with us anymore, I totally understand. I can only apologize for my father.
Let me sleep on it. How about that?
Fair enough. You're saying there's a chance.
She has a link to B.J. McAllister, who's the athletic director and assistant principal at New Albany High School, but not you. Now, what the hell is that?
I know.
I can't wait
to have this fight later, so I appreciate it.
If you two kids want to come in, I'll be happy to counsel you both, if you'd like.
Can we sell some Thunder tickets? What are we doing here?
That was outstanding. We brought him the high inside pitch, and he just very deftly tap danced out of the way, jumped right back in the box, and then said, "I'm going to hit a line drive up the middle." That was impressive work out of you. I got it.
Tipped it on me, and I bunted. Let's go.
All right. So they go on sale when tomorrow, starting tomorrow. You said
tomorrow at 10 a.m. Call the box office or go to batsbaseball.com, and we will take care of you. But they are going to go fast. It's always sells out, so. Need to make the move quicker.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Like we said, it's a whole day of entertainment. You get to enjoy the air show and the fireworks, and there's a concert afterwards. And plus, by the way, a baseball game. And then, like you said, the concession stands are open and the restrooms, real live restrooms with sinks and things.
Like, you get a wristband, so you can go down to the river and come back if you want. I mean, it's just. It's kind of like you're a home base here for operating for that whole day.
Very cool. I've experienced Thunder at the ballpark, and it's awesome. It was really, really great. I went with my buddy, as he's known around these parts, Langenbrenner, and we went with our significant others, had a couple pops, enjoyed a great baseball game, and in comfort got to watch the entire fireworks show and air show. It was a 5-star Yelp review all across the board. So, yeah,
it's
Absolutely. I can personally attest to it. It's a good time. Throw in a beverage bet, 6-star Yelp review.
I will keep it in mind. I'll see if I kind of wait around here.
All
right, Chris. It was good to catch up with you. Thanks so much. And we will talk to you again soon, I hope. Thanks very much.
Yeah, have a good one, guys. Thanks.
All right. Chris Robinson, the director of communications from the Bats, and allegedly the boyfriend of McKenna, but I don't know. The more I look on this website, the less convinced I am of that.
Yeah, nice guy. I'm going to miss him. Thanks a lot, Pops. That was good.
She has a great picture of the two of them, but he's not tagged in it. So he's right. I can't find him.
Maybe he did that on purpose because
probably did. But what kind of director of communications makes himself hard to find on Twitter?
He communicates with the baseball website and via email very promptly. I might add.
Oh, he's too good to have his own. Like Dick Vitale, you know, connects with everybody personally. Dickie's got like a million followers, but Chris can't do that. He's got to go hide and only communicate through the Bats baseball.
Maybe he does that so chubby loudmouth radio hosts don't stalk his personal info and put it out there. Maybe he was a great guy on social media. All of his friends that maybe work in the International League and are all around the country, they're like, man, it was really fun. You know, on Facebook and on social media, we can all keep in contact and stay up to date with each other's lives and everything. And then, like, Chris, you used to always, you know, daily, you know, spread games or send links to fun stories. What happened? He's like, Bob Valvano happened, guys, and I was never the same. I had to really go dark for a little while.
I came home and I found people poaching in my driveway, and I was just the whole thing. My whole life was completely turned upside down by that jackwad. By the way, you might like this on McKenna's Twitter thing. There's a link to, I don't know who this person is. Let me see if I can figure out who he is. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I didn't realize. It's the sports reporter for WHAS, Tyler Griever. And there's a picture of a dog from when they did, Barks in the Park or whatever it was called. And it's a dog that's the head groundskeeper's dog. And I think it looks like Mika. The dog looks just like Mika.
Oh, Nikita?
I think it's a, I don't know my breeds, but it's very white and very big, very pretty.
Just like Jack. Very white, very big.
What'd you say? Just like Jack?
Yeah. What'd I say?
It was funny. Oh, man. All right. Simon, you're not very big, but you're extremely white dog also. Except for your paws, which are either... He's always licking his paws. I know that's supposed to be a sign of something, but...
Maybe it's stress from his owner.
Me? Not me. I'm a joy.
By the way, do you have a COVID? Are you COVID positive?
Walgreens doesn't have any appointments available.
You're not just sure. You're COVID positive.
Well, the problem is I'm going to go to the place you guys suggested, and they're not going to have it, and then I don't know what I'm going to do because I'm going to have to make a decision. Because the home test has not – I got to take it again. I got no stripes at all, so that means
– What the hell does that mean? Bobby V, don't joke like that. It means Bobby V's patient zero for COVID-20.
Hey, Brian, look, do you know McKenna? You says you're a friend of her.
Holy cow, are you really doing this?
Right here.
No, Brian, get the hell away from me. You don't. No.
Oh, yeah, I might have COVID.
Yeah, stay away. Stay away, Brian. Run away.
God. But I can show you from across the room. Her says, followed by Brian Hall. Is she?
Oh, okay. WKU. There you go.
There you go. You guys are looking out.
Go Tops. There you go.
Yeah, I might have COVID, so you need to get the hell out of here. So, see ya. See ya, and took off running down the hall.
Literally, as you were saying that, my man Tanner sent a video of the doggies and him walking them. So, and then there's Puka all asleep on the floor and then excited to see Tanner as he comes by and gives him a treat and lets him out. And then, I'm sure I'm going to get a video of Mika on a nice walk. So I needed Mika as my faithful hunting companion yesterday as I took on the dead squirrels. I can tell that story maybe very, very, very briefly on the other side. And then we can wrap up with a hitter myth, and that'll take us to 3 o'clock in the take with Andy Swain.
Great. So I won't know whether I have COVID, and I will have to cancel these games, but at least you didn't have to do some radio by yourself.
Are you serious? Is it, if it's really
dead,
like,
serious,
if it's really going to be the difference between you doing the games, this 1 hour, then I mean I can go solo, or I can get some help.
Well, it's
from
already
my
done.
Friends.
We're already in 3 o'clock. We're already in the last hour, so there's no sense now. You've already ruined my life. All right, here we go. Another stick going up the nose. Here we go. See if I can make myself sneeze. Oh, it's very uncomfortable. I have to do it twice now. Oh, makes me cringe. Okay, that's one side. Here's the other side. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, man, that hurts. Oh. All right, now we put the little sticky poo in here. This is where I screwed up last time. I didn't leave it in there long enough.
If I had a dime.
Yeah, there we go.
Jack's cutting it in the back, and he goes, Nick, I don't know how to say this, but it sounds like your dad's having sex.
Well, all I can say to that is no. They're definitely not doing that during the course. We've done a lot of things during the show. That is not one of them. So,
I hope I can read this on the air. Chris passes this along. He says, you guys are mixing up pics of her brother with me.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's her brother? Oh, Chris, well, I don't know. Oh, my God. So she really has no links to you at all. So you guys are in cahoots to keep you secret. That's her brother?
I don't know. I've talked to Chris many, many, many times. I've only met him a couple of times. I don't know.
That look,
you know,
like, that is. That's her brother. That it, is. I realize that's
potentially,
not Chris.
Potentially, I don't want to jinx it. Potentially, his future brother-in-law looks like him. I don't know.
That's.
I have no idea.
Now that I look at it, I didn't bother to really look at who the guy was. I just saw, you know, a girl and a guy, and it's the first picture, and you assume it's a relationship picture, and so I assumed it was him, and it's not. So she has absolutely no connection to him on her Twitter at all.
If you really cause, you know, strife,
well,
with...
She's like, she should talk to Mom, because that's how Mom deals with our relationship. She pretends I don't exist. So that's... They have a future together, perhaps.
Mom's doing NTI. Like, you're going to be like, hello, yeah, Walgreens. No. It doesn't have to do with the COVID test. Yeah, something's up there again. Oh, toaster. Sideways. Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Come on, McKenna. You need to put... I assume maybe... Yeah, no, this is definitely his McKenna. It's the same
group. Maybe he doesn't want... Like, he doesn't... Some people don't like to be out there on social
media.
No,
I'm the exact opposite way.
I know. You basically tell people about your bowel movements and stuff like that.
I don't do that. You do that. You love to do that. No. You're always talking poopies. You just can't wait to literally drag the discussion into the toilet. Am I right?
It's the V Show, Thursday, ESPN 680, 105.7.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.